to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think most people that are complaining about the health care law haven't tried it. I signed up for health care last night, man, my wife, and my three kids. At first, I was paying close to $1,000 a month. Now, it dropped down to $600, and I got more coverage than I had before. So, I don't understand why everybody's doing all this complaining without even trying it.
There's a Talk Radio caller who says the ones who are complaining the loudest about the Affordable Care Act are the ones that are not affected by it. Obamacare, the number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 4th of April. Running down the top 10 hits, the top topics in talk radio, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Visit it any day, 24/7, find out what's going on with your favorite hosts, maybe favorite network and issues, that sort of thing. Baseball season, sports talk radio, number 10, the Final Four from the NCAA, all that good stuff. That's in the 10th position. The NOAA film and what people are saying about that, and the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, number 9, sort of together. Two issues that come in pretty much with the same amount of interest. Tensions between North and South Korea, number 8 on the countdown. The congressional Benghazi hearing, and also the Russian aggression tied at number 7. Global warming debate, number 6. Congressman Ryan's budget cuts, number 5. Supreme Court campaign donation ruling, number 4. Elections, number 3. The Fort Hood shooting, number 2. And the continuing discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act, number 1. Let's get to that with Talk Host Joel Riley starting things out. He's having a conversation here with Kyle Cheney from Politico.com about the politics on both sides of the Affordable Care Act.
I know we're at the deadline of Obamacare and 6 million people and on and on and on. But as I listened to coverage of this over the weekend, it just seemed to me it was Republicans hate it, Democrats love it. I mean, is it any bigger than that?
Actually, not at all. I think the main thing you're going to see when this sign-up period ends, because there's so many resources and so much energy going into getting people to sign up, we're going to pivot really hard to the campaign, and that's what you're going to hear, that those people are dug in on their stance on the law. It doesn't matter how many people sign up, though, the political positions aren't going to move at all.
I mean, you know, we get all this back and forth, you know. Well, originally they said 7 million, but they made it to 6. And some people say that's good, and other people say it's bad. And then when's the money coming? I mean, to me, that should be the telling thing, is if the government laid down the law and says you either got to have it or you're going to pay a fine, are we at least holding true on that? Are they making people pay by the deadline? And if not, do the fines start going out tomorrow?
Right, and no, actually, the fines don't even get assessed until the next tax filing. So we're talking about 2015 now. When people file their taxes, they have to attest and prove that they had health insurance the previous year. And if they didn't for more than 3 months, then they have to pay a fine, and it's based on their tax filing. So people aren't going to feel the impact of that mandate and the fine for a long time, and a lot of them have exemptions. There's so many holes in the fine itself that I would be surprised if too many people weren't able to get an exemption from it altogether.
Yeah, well, and there was something last week about honor system. If you signed up but you haven't paid or you haven't done whatever, they're just going to trust you to do it. That seems so counter to the way our federal government normally works.
It is, and I think what they said last week that sort of left it open-ended was that if you tried to sign up by March 31st and you failed, if you ran into a website issue, and it's funny because as we speak, healthcare.gov is down right now. There's a queuing system in place. They say they're doing maintenance on the site. Anyone who tried to get in today and struggled, or any time in the last few weeks, can then come back after the deadline and try again and say, check a box that said, you know, I had trouble signing up, so let me keep going. And that's the way it'll work for now.
And see, that's another one. It's down now, and they say they're doing maintenance right now?
Yes.
It's like they want it to be unclear. It's like they want the numbers to be skewed. It's like, well, we're doing maintenance. It's like, might as well have traffic maintenance downtown Columbus at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Couldn't would be worse timing for them if on the final day of enrollment. I mean, every minute counts. If the traffic numbers that they described and the interest they've described in the last few days is accurate, I mean, they've been seeing surging traffic to the site. So this may be a function of that so many people came in, the site just couldn't handle it. But they also said that they were prepared for massive numbers of people to coming in. So it's a little surprising to see it down for maintenance on the final day.
Up next, more on Obamacare. Talk Radio Countdown in full session here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
The TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DS, Doug Steffen, counting up to number 10, Obamacare number 1. Here's host Jeff Tyson talking to healthcare analyst Mike Cayley about the latest Obamacare numbers.
Do you believe these numbers first? Let's start there. Just over 7 million. Isn't it funny how they just went right over their goal?
Well, I'm not sure they've been appropriately sourced, and so the question of belief is something we'll have to measure over the next 30 or 60 days as things become a little bit more clear. But the real information buried in all this is who actually has paid their premium. Some expectations are that 80% or so have paid the premium, which would leave, you know, about 1.4 million perhaps that need to be deducted from that number. So proof's in the pudding, I think.
Well, and how many of these folks are really happy with this, or how many do you think actually felt forced to do something?
I'm not sure that a ton of people really felt like they were forced to do anything. When you look at the penalty being 1% of income, which is far less than what the annual equivalent for premium might be, that the disincentive for not having insurance just doesn't measure up. So I don't think that was an appropriate way to prevent people from enrolling. I think that the sexiness, if you will, of all of the celebrity sponsorship and the availability of subs subsidized health care for many, I think, was probably a better attraction, although I think the economics of this are probably going to be very difficult to make it all work over time.
Mike, with the push on all the younger demographics needing to sign up to make this work and then that not happening, does that put this whole thing in jeopardy down the road?
It sure does. It sure does. In particular, as we look out a little bit further towards 2016 or 17, and that's when the risk corridors or the government bailout, if you will, of insurance companies for not setting the rates appropriately based on that enrollment mix will terminate. So that's when we think we'll see a large increase in rates. But you raise an interesting point, JT. It's not about how many people enrolled. It's about who enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got a bunch of 63-year-old men and women, certainly the rates that were set in the exchange are not going to be appropriate, and they'll have to be adjusted for the 15 plan year.
Mike, one last question for you. What is your biggest concern being on the insurance side of all of this?
The biggest concern that I have is if the federal program does not meet its economic objectives, then really the government is forced to push rates back into the private marketplace to help subsidize what the government can't afford. And so I think what will happen is employers will start to see that they have a new competition, so in the form of the public exchange, where benefits are not as rich as what employers generally provide, and the pricing for their plans will likely increase, and the fees and taxes that will come along with it will do nothing to help that problem. So those of us that are employed and have coverage through our employer are likely going to see our premiums continue to increase as we subsidize the federal program.
Now let's get some talk radio caller action and interaction. Here is what some of your friends listening, maybe even your voice, is here. This week's discussion, the ongoing criticism of the Affordable Care Act, is sort of a mosaic of callers.
Medicare Part D was, the sign-up was extended for 6.5 months from May 15 until 12/31. Also, the people that are working and receiving subsidies also pay taxes and pay 75% of the premium for our Congress people. And the most important thing is that when our seniors signed up for Medicare Part D, had their insurance cards, and went in to pick up their prescriptions, the pharmacies couldn't get approval from the insurance companies because they had no record of these people. It was so bad in Michigan that Jennifer Granholm had a law passed that the state government would pay for these prescriptions and wait to get reimbursed from these insurance companies. I helped a lot of seniors during this time, and it was so sad because these people would cry and walk away without their medications until this law was passed. I don't expect this to work 100% either after it goes into effect, but this has happened before and we'll get through it. But people need insurance, and I'm so happy that this law has been passed.
My premiums went down by 50%, and it seems to me that the people that are mostly complaining about this health care act are the people that already have insurance and it don't even affect them. You know what? From the beginning, the Republicans they thought that they was going to stop this. And even the senator from South Carolina said, well, this is going to be Obama's Waterloo, you know. So when they lost on that, he had to quit the Senate after that. So when they lost on that, the Fox News and the Gullible Views over there, they hated this president so much that they'll do anything to try to derail anything.
We don't want Obamacare. Nobody ever wanted Obamacare. It was crammed down our throats. People protested the whole summer before this against it, and then they were calling us all Tea Party people, and we weren't all Tea Party people. We wanted a good health care plan, but not the way they wanted it. They should have negotiated with the Republicans, and they should have went back and forth, and we don't want the federal government telling us what to do with our health care.
Up next on the countdown, we're going to shift our focus to Fort Hood and Rand Paul. That's up next here on this week's Countdown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio for the week. I'm Doug Steffen at number two on the countdown this week. The Fort Hood shooting. Hosts Tim Conway Jr. and Aaron Bender talking about this shooting being the latest to occur in a gun-free zone.
Bad vibes again coming out of Fort Hood. The second deadly shooting in what, 2 years? Was that
no,
2 years?
No, ago? 5 years.
You got to be kidding.
That Major Nadal Hassan shooting, 13 people killed, 30 wounded, was 09. Last year,
no
he
way.
Was convicted and sentenced to death. But
wow.
But 09, that shooting was 5 years ago.
Didn't you think it was 2 years ago?
I thought it was a lot more recent than 5 years.
Holy
yeah.
smokes. All right, but anyway, there's another one here, unfortunately, but this time the guy didn't survive. Either he killed himself or they got him. And I'm really surprised that this keeps happening on these bases. Because are these gun-free zones? I mean, is that possible?
I know there were a lot of changes made after the shooting in 09. I don't know if that was one of them.
But is like Camp Pendleton, I know we have a hell of a lot of people that listen in Camp Pendleton. Maybe we can take some phone calls. Is Camp Pendleton a gun-free zone?
Brian in the newsroom said that he has read several reports that it is a gun-free zone.
You got to be kidding me. Does that make any sense to you? It's the guys that are most trained in the world to carry weapons. There's nobody better trained in the entire world than our armed services. Nobody. And they can't carry guns? You got to be joking. I mean, that's another reason why the gun laws in this state are crazy, and this country are crazy. They're shooting at college campuses, gun-free zones. And that's where these guys pick, because they know they can blast away for a couple of minutes until the guys with the guns get there. And then when they hear those sirens coming, they either kill themselves or they get killed. But it is amazing, man. I cannot believe that the military bases are gun-free zones.
Midterm elections and the presidential race in 2016, if you believe that, number three on the countdown for your review. Hear from our affiliate, The Truth in Tucson, host John Justice, talking to political analyst S.E. Cupp, who says the GOP needs Rand Paul.
When he spoke at Berkeley, and the media didn't really cover it a lot, I thought it was rather poignant that he got such a warm reception from an institution, you know, in Berkeley when he showed up there. And I really took that as being indicative that, you know what, we may be at a point where a Rand Paul could really, really help in terms of the conservative movement and the GOP if you haven't, you know, students at a place like Berkeley who are willing to be open and applaud an individual like that. I think he's got a lot of potential.
Me too. And for all the reasons you just listed, I mean, his policies really square well with millennial audiences, you know, on NSA spying, on drones, on civil liberties. He really does square well with them on social issues, which I think younger people view as a bit softer than traditional conservative views on social issues, make him a bit more palatable. Now, I don't say this because I want Rand Paul to become president.
Right.
I'm not sure he'd be my top pick, and I think the GOP establishment is right to be skeptical of his foreign policy. I disagree with it. But I think I like to say that Rand Paul should be a gateway drug for the GOP, right? So if he can get some audiences, like millennial audiences, he's also been reaching out to minority audiences and women. If he can get some of those traditionally liberal voters to appreciate his version of conservatism, I don't care if they vote for it, if they give him the nomination. That's not my end goal, even if it's Rand Paul. What I want him to do is bring new voters into the GOP tent. And if they see Rand Paul's libertarianism as an acceptable version of Republican politics, then maybe they'd be more open-minded to other Republicans.
Supreme Court and the budget are in the focus next, so stick around, stay tuned. More on the Talk Radio Review. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to fake TV. FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-36. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen, back continuing our overview of the hot hits for the week ending Friday, April 4th in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, and television. We're up to number 4 here, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling. What an outrage this is. Host Jason Rantz talking about the way the news media has been spinning the decision from the Supreme Court.
If you're rich and want to give money to a lot of political campaigns, the Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that you can't. And that's the type of remarkably leading, biased reporting from CNN that's prompting me to go long form on this really, really important topic. And it's impossible to find just flat-out unbiased reporting on this, unfortunately. That's the unfortunate reality. The AP writes, the Supreme Court's conservative majority voted Wednesday to free wealthy donors to give to as many political candidates and campaigns as they want, further loosening the reins on giving by big contributors as the 2014 campaign moves into high gear. Only there aren't 5 conservative justices on the bench. There are 4. Justice Kennedy, who voted with conservatives in this case, is always the swing vote. He's always been going on either side depending on the issue, and frankly, to simply dismiss Chief Justice Roberts as a conservative is extremely simplistic. He voted not to overturn Obamacare, and the fact is, while there's no doubt you sometimes see votes along party lines, conservative justices voting on conservative causes, liberal justices voting for liberal causes, many times you don't. Many times you see Sotomayor and Kagan voting with Alito and Scalia. Many times you see these weird mixes that you don't think you'll see. And that's just a reality of how the Supreme Court justices rule. They actually, I know, get this, they actually care about the law. Some of them are clearly conservative, some of them are clearly liberal. Someone like Justice Kennedy, he's very much down the middle. And to call him a conservative justice is the start of how the media is starting to set a narrative on this ruling. Here's Dana Bash from CNN explaining what the ruling actually means.
Right now, there is a limit on how much an individual can give across the board in any campaign cycle. Right now, the limit is $123,200. That's for this election cycle. The Supreme Court ruled by our reading of this that that limit is no longer. So if John Smith out there wants to give to more than that and wants to give to candidates across the country, he is able to do that because it will likely bust through that cap. That cap no longer exists.
But just to reiterate, individuals can now donate as much as they want. There are no caps in each individual election season.
Congressman Paul Ryan's budget cuts, number 5 on the Countdown Show. Hosts Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talking to Liz Peek from the Fiscal Times about both sides criticizing this new proposed budget.
Everybody's talking about the Paul Ryan budget, and it seems like he's getting hammered from both sides of the aisle.
Well, yeah, Sarah Palin took after him for not cutting enough, and, of course, the New York Times et al. Are pretty horrified that anyone, anytime, ever in our future wants to cut spending. So, you know, this is a little bit like rolling out Simpson Bowles, right?
Okay.
Simpson Bowles tried to take a sort of measured medium road approach to solving our budget deficits, and the president and everyone else has walked away from it. I mean, I thought it was one of the worst days in the country's history.
Mm.
Paul Ryan obviously is not trying to take a measured middle-of-the-road approach. This is a political statement. No one really takes this seriously as a budget. The budget already is in place for the next 2 years, so the House really doesn't even need to present a budget. I think the good thing is that it is time, possibly, to remind people that our entitlements programs are going to get us into serious financial trouble down the road. Everyone is sort of beguiled by the fact that deficits have been coming down the last couple of years, and I think probably most Americans, if you ask them, if they're paying attention at all, would say, oh, yeah, you know, our deficit's coming down, we're fine. But they don't realize that we still have a very substantial deficit every year, hundreds of billions of dollars, and a gigantic national debt. And what Ryan's really trying to get to is a balanced budget under which circumstances our debt could actually start to go down.
Well, and you mentioned Sarah Palin was slamming him, and the Democrats, Senatorial Campaign Committee,
right.
They put out a release today about it, saying the Koch brothers are spending millions across the country each month, more than $30 million so far this cycle, to buy themselves a U.S. Senate that supports a budget that benefits billionaires like the Kochs and forces seniors to foot the bill for them. Across the country, GOP Senate candidates support a Koch budget that is bought and paid for by Charles and David Koch. So they're saying that this whole thing from Paul Ryan is just to benefit the Koch brothers. How do you even come back to that? I mean, how do you like?
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But we know David Koch. He lives here in New York. He's someone who's given hundreds of millions of dollars to the arts and to health organizations. He is, believe it or not, highly respected. And yes, he does put his money also behind his political views. But the reality is that both sides spend a huge amount.
Up next on the countdown, global warming, what's going on in the Ukraine, shoot 'em up in North Korea, all on the way next year as we continue to bring you up to date on the latest from the world of talk radio.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Talk Radio Countdown, every week on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have been doing this for a long time. And moving in the world of talk radio is kind of a fun place to be. Number 6 on the countdown, the continuing global warming debate. Here is host Rob Hunter with Carrie Dozier talking about the UN report this week on the dire consequences of global warming.
The UN has put out like a 2,600-page report about global warming, simply saying everyone is going to be and has been affected by global warming. So, Carrie, I think the question should change about whether or not you believe in global warming or not. The question I think we should ask is, do you care? And the question is, however we assign global warming or climate change, whether you think it's made by us as people or whether you think it's just naturally occurring, it's going on. And the answer is, yes, I do care.
Is it getting hot in here? Okay. Yeah. So we live in Phoenix. It's the global warming debate is almost a joke to us because what's the difference between 120 and 123? Not a lot.
Right.
Except when it was 123, the planes couldn't take off from Sky Harbor. They fixed that. Right. So it's sort of like we keep adjusting our internal thermostats. Do we think there's a problem? And I think there are two questions. Do you think there's a problem and do you think we have anything to do with causing that problem? And the Al Gores of the world would point to specific human actions that have caused global warming. And I'm not totally convinced of that, although with my meager scientific knowledge, it certainly seems like we're contributing. All of the evidence points at it to me. Now, the real scientists will say, no, 1,000 years ago, it was actually warmer than it is now. By the way, that may actually be.
Sure.
But there are also a tenth of the people on the planet. Wait, a 20th, a 40th, a 50th? I don't know.
My there science was seven didn't even
that good. There were seven people here. The Vikings were sailing, right?
Right.
So it was a much different world. And so I don't think those arguments, tend to hold up today. But I think you can acknowledge that we have had continually warming years on this planet without assigning blame to humans if that's too difficult for you.
Yeah, and that's why it comes down to whether or not you care. Because, look, I just read this whole big, long article about China and what China's trying to do. Because China and the major cities there, they use so much coal that you can barely go outside in certain months of the year. Their lifespan is 5 years lower, experts think, simply because of the smog.
Yeah.
So that, obviously, whether or not it warms the planet, it affects how people live. And China's going to keep growing growing and growing and growing. So the technology now that they're trying to do, because China's deathly afraid of having every city look like this, and some of that comes over here in the United States, by the way. And
it's a global problem.
Exactly. And they're trying to capture carbon dioxide that they emit when coal plant and store it underground. It's like this crazy, fascinating technology that no one really knows if it'll work. But that's kind of the steps, because more and more people are buying into the idea that whether or not we're going to kill the planet, we might kill ourselves and make it so inhabitable for us to live.
A congressional Benghazi hearing in Russian aggression, number 7 on the Countdown Show. Host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss the possible diplomatic and military responses to the situation with Russia and the Ukraine.
When it comes down to either diplomatic or military solutions, and the inflection there intended to, I guess, reflect quotation marks. Well, let me start with military. Is there anything in the world the United States really wants to do militarily as it relates to this?
Not really, and it's nothing that we could do to make any impact in the short term, especially if something starts conventionally. He can easily walk into the eastern portion of Ukraine the same way he did to Crimea there. It would take a buildup of forces. I mean, Crimea or the Ukraine doesn't even have enough troops there to protect itself, and the ones they have are in the western part of the country. They wouldn't make it there on time. So, but short story, there's no way that the U.S. can infect anything on the ground conventionally at this point.
So if that's the case, I don't know. Here's what I'm trying to say, Major. It seems like there are human rights abuses all over the world. North Korea, we've documented, different areas of the world, China. So how do you pick and choose where it is that you feel as though you need to go in to help people whose rights are physically being trampled?
The only reason would be for moral obligation only at this point. Ukraine is not part of NATO. They're not our ally in that sense of the word from a military perspective. Our other allies, they would have to be threatened. But it's going to be tough to stand by and watch this. But again, it's really possible that they continue to roll tanks across that border there. Right now, there's an issue of Ukraine interdependency for energy. And if Ukraine can develop those natural gas fields, they could possibly move away from Russia. And that's not what Russia wants to happen. So you've got a leader there that's got, as I said, possibly on even Kiev. So I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to move to their west.
What would be the next target? Let me ask you that, if it doesn't end here.
Well, they won't have to go into Belarus. I mean, that's a country very much aligned with Russia as it is. The next target is either more of a land grab into Ukraine itself. It could go as far east as Kiev, possibly take over that city, possibly split the country in two. That would be a situation that perhaps the rest of Europe would then have concerns about. That would be similar to the breakup of the former Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic and Slovakia. That could possibly happen, but again, that remains to be seen.
Number 8 item on the countdown, North and South Korea. Here's Talk Host Doug McIntyre talking to Gordon Chang, author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. They discuss the escalating tensions between the North and the South.
The video of these South Korean military exercises with these smoke canisters detonated over the beach was very just cinematic, is the only word for it. It looked like something out of Saving Private Ryan. But this was a very provocative move for the North Koreans to schedule their own military exercises at the exact same time.
Yes, and it was also provocative that 100 of the shells of North Korea landed in South Korean water, south of the northern limit line, which is the UN-drawn boundary between the two Koreas. So that was especially provocative and belligerent.
Now, the shell fire, because there was artillery rounds exchanged between North and South, were both sides deliberately, were they deliberately firing warning shots, or were they just bad shots?
Well, these were deliberately meant to just fall in water, to avoid land, and certainly to avoid the other side's forces. And that's sort of the rules of engagement these days, although the South Koreans have a little bit more freedom to do what they want and actually go after the source of North Korean provocations. And so clearly the South Koreans were not going as far as they could.
Why do the South Koreans have that permission?
Well, because in 2010, North Korea killed 50 South Koreans in two horrific incidents. And so the South Koreans have just sort of got sick and fed up with just accepting blow after blow from North Korea. So they loosened the rules of engagement. And also last year, the United States and South Korea came to an agreement on U.S. participation in South Korean retaliation for limited actions by North Korea. So this involves us as well.
Again, we might the South Koreans might have, quote-unquote, permission to respond, but they have no way of predicting how Kim Jong-un would respond if they actually were to attack and kill any North Korean forces. It's because with them, turnabout is not fair play. And the incident you're talking about, again, was a torpedo of a South Korean warship that killed 50 sailors.
Well, it was actually 46 sailors, and then was four others killed
on an island, right?
In Ireland, which was very close to the shelling incident on Monday. So this is something which has very real consequences, because in that second incident, killed two Marines and two civilians, and the deaths of the two civilians actually changed the electorate in South Korea, which up until then had been pretty blasé about what the North Koreans were doing, but now they seem to really be much more concerned because North Koreans are going after civilians as well as military forces.
Up next, the Malaysian plane and the baseball season. That's cool. And we'll have it here for you next on our talk radio review for this week.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 on the countdown. The continuing focus on where the plane is. Host Bill Cunningham with aviation expert Jay Ratliff. They talk about the possibility the plane may never be found.
Malaysian and Australian officials said that the airliner may never be found. Search planes scouring the Indian Ocean for any sign of wreckage aren't certain to find anything. The assessment by Malaysian and Australian officials underscore the lack of knowledge authorities have about what happened. It's entirely likely we may never know. This could become Amelia Earhart. And the answer is yes, but I doubt that. Don't you doubt that, Jay?
I think that given the technology that we have, the equipment that we have, that, and really certainly the people in the countries that are involved in trying to locate something, the search will go on, and we will find something that will lead us to another clue, that will lead us to another clue, so that we can hopefully, over the course of time, try to figure out what took place, where it took place, locate those black boxes, because that's where 90% of the answers are right now. Once we get our hands on those, we'll know what happened on the flight deck. We'll know what happened with the flight controls, and we'll be able to put together a timeline, a sequence of events that'll give us far more answers than what we have right now. And then we'll have that. We can learn from it and make commercial aviation safer as a result.
Would they be intact if found 2 or 3 years from now, of course, without the ping? Would they still be able to be deciphered years from now?
Oh, yes. In fact, the construction of them would allow that to be the case. And Bill, we don't have to go too far in history to see, to learn from that. Air France. They went down in, July, or it went down the summer of 09, and it was in April of 2011 when we located those black boxes. So, you know, they were submerged in very deep water for, you know, nearly 2 years. And once they were extracted, or retrieved, we were able to extract from them, valuable information that told us exactly what was going on that flight that had a mechanical problem and was compounded by pilot error that led to the crash of that flight in the Atlantic. The same type of information would be obtained if we can locate those black boxes. We would know what was the discussions going on the flight deck. We would know if anyone came in. We would know what flight controls were activated in what sequence. I mean, it would allow us to know, again, 90% of what we would need to know once we had our hands on that. That's why finding the debris is critical, and that's why locating those black boxes right now is task one for the investigators.
Number 10 item on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, beginning of baseball season. Here's host Mike Francesca talking to a caller about New York Mets Daniel Murphy taking 3 days off during his first week of the season for paternity leave.
What's up, Larry?
He's not in the plan for 2 weeks. He's on maternity leave.
Well, he's not going. No, he's not going to be on maternity leave for 2 weeks. Maybe on the maternity leave for 3 days. But I mean, the point
is, how long it is? 3 days?
It's 3 or 4. It's not 2 weeks. But I mean, he'll be back in a couple of days. But
what is the maternity leave for a baseball player, Mike?
Well, listen,
I never heard of something so ludicrous
this
in my life.
Listen, this has changed. I frankly don't get it. I guess it started with. It started with natural childbirth is where it started, because it started being in the old days, guys weren't present. You know, they were in the waiting room when they had births. Then they went to this natural childbirth stuff. So the guys were part of it. So they were in the room and they were there and everything. So now they needed to be there because they were part of it. Then everybody wanted to be there, which I completely understand. And I have no problem with being there. I don't know why you need 3 days off. I'm going to be honest. I mean, you see the birth and you get back. I mean, what are you doing the first couple of days? Maybe you take care of the other kids? Well, you got to have someone do that if you're a Major League Baseball player. I'm sorry, you do. Because that's the only thing you're doing. You're not helping. Your wife doesn't need your help the first couple of days. You know that. You're not doing much those first couple of days with the baby that's just born. Let's say the day after you get out of the hospital. But they're allowed to take these guys take off now. And I had three kids and worked every day they were born. I mean, I was at every birth. Well, I had twins. But I mean, I was at the birth and worked the next day. I worked until like half hour before they were born. Went across, was in the room when they were born, and worked the next day. So, I mean, I didn't see any reason not to be working. So, I mean, let's be honest. I don't know why guys get 5 days off. In the old days, they didn't get any time off. One day I understand. And the old days, they didn't do that, but one day, go see the baby be born and come back. You're a Major League Baseball player. You can hire a nurse.
Recapping now, baseball season and sports talk radio, including the NCAA Final Four, number 10, the NOAA film flap, and the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 disappearance, number 9, tensions between North and South Korea, number 8, congressional Benghazi hearing, Russian aggression tied at number 7, global warming debate, number 6, Congressman Ryan's budget cuts, number 5, Supreme Court campaign donation ruling, number 4, midterm elections and the presidential race, number 3, Fort Hood shooting, number 2, and the Affordable Health Care Act is the number 1 issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for joining us this hour of the Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, Sound and
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems.
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.